Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hiya, Scott. It's your favourite voice of a angel, Charlotte Church. Me and Gavin just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. I'm actually thinking of naming my baby Scott. Have a great birthday, you
Charlotte Church.
Charlotte Church.
And that was her, yeah?
Yeah, of course.
Some people are saying that Charlotte Church sounded a bit Scottish.
Scottish?
You sure it's her, yeah?
Definitely.
Hiya,
yeah.
Scott. It's your favourite voice of a angel, Charlotte Church. Me and Gavin just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. I'm actually thinking of naming my baby Scott. Have a great birthday, you
Are you sure?
Definitely.
Get in.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I can't spot any Scottishness in that. Do you want one more?
Go on then.
Surprise, surprise. Hello, birthday boy. It's the LeBlanc here. Me and Dale Winton will be waiting for you in some dingy dungeon disco. We'll have a lot of fun.
Now, you must recognise that because she's a close personal friend of yours. You've worked together, haven't you?
Yeah.
Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Innuendo Bingo has been particularly good today. Mm. Thank you very much for keeping an ear out for this lot. Coxie earlier.
Crikey, what a gobful.
A lot of people emailed about that one. And then there was Comedy Dave this morning.
Oh, pull her off.
And... And then Dave and Chris together.
Yeah. I'm a two-finger man as well.
Yeah, so am I. Mm.
Remember, keep listening for what the DJs say and just text me on 81199 with a time, preferably, so I can find it. Thank you very much. That was Innuendo Bingo on Radio 1.
Oh, just pull her off.
When Coxie says it manages to sound even filthier.
Crikey, what a gobful.
Do you feel as though you want another birthday mention?
Well, don't spend them all at once, you know.
Oh, I'm not going to. There are loads and loads and loads to come, right?
Okay, then I will.
But
yeah.
I'm not responsible for them all, okay. I'd just like to point out. Geek World have done.
You mean
a few.
Unofficial Mills, the website?
Yeah, Geek World. Mm. And what they've been doing, rather than pestering you all the time, they've been pestering some BBC local radio stations. Now, before you hear your birthday dedication, just have a listen to some of Maggie Secker's show on BBC Radio North.
Brand new shoes. We all like brand new shoes, don't we? That's Paolo Nutini, I think. Do you know Tina?
Never heard on it.
Haven't you?
No.
BBC Radio Norfolk.
With Maggie Secker.
Never heard of him.
Now, I'm not sure whether Tina's on this dedication as well, but this is from Maggie Secker of BBC Radio Norfolk.
I thought they were going to do something else then, but they didn't, did they? That was Whistle for the Choir, the Fratellis. What have I got here? I've got... hello from... This is an email from America, Tina.
Oh, I say.
How about that? Hi, would you be able to wish Treacle a happy birthday? We go back a long way and he's a dear friend to me. It'd be good if you could do it for me. So there we are, a happy birthday to Treacle, whoever Treacle might be. I'm sure, Treacle, you know who you are, and yes. What a lovely nickname.
Thanks.
I wonder if that's because he's a bit of a sticky character. What
well,
do you
that
reckon?
Could be it. They could get in a sticky situation here, couldn't we, Ben?
They could indeed.
Oh, my God. Good. Well, that's nice. Thanks to Maggie.
Another big name.
That's Paolo Nutini, I think. Do you know Tina?
Never heard of him.
The Scott Mills Daily.
After the family that ate only raw meat and eggs off of America, wife swap gets even better this weekend on Channel 4. They've pulled a blinder with this one. Sunday night at 9 o'clock. It's like the normal wife swap, only with famous people. Mm. You have to watch this. It's truly amazing. We've had a little sneaky peek already. This one stars Paul Daniels and Debbie McGee and Vanessa Feltz and her boyfriend, which means Paul Daniels moves in with Vanessa Feltz. Think about it. Gruesome twosome. Now, did you know Vanessa is engaged to Ben off of Fats and Small?
I didn't know that.
Now, no. We've worked this out. He wasn't Fats or Small. He was...
Was he and?
He was Ben. And he was the singer. And their biggest hit was Turn Around in 1999. You know that one?
I can't quite
Turn
recall
around.
It.
Here's Ben, never stops telling people about that song.
It's very, very meaningful. It's, hey, what's wrong with you? You're looking kind of down for me.
Remember that one?
Yeah, I do remember that one, though.
I tell you what, though, it's absolutely brilliant being engaged to Vanessa Feltz. Think about it. Imagine it now.
You're engaged to
Vanessa Feltz.
Yeah. No, I can't see the attraction.
No, it's good.
On my own, obviously, I didn't have that kind of attention, but Vanessa courts that kind of attention. And you get to do things, or things get given to you. You might get, you know, phones or cars up front, you know. And just enjoy it while you can. It doesn't last forever.
See, it's brilliant. Does. You get phones, you get cars, all because you're engaged to Vanessa.
It's worth it then, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, Ben and Vanessa, they get on really well. Obviously, they're engaged. Because they both like to talk and they both like to listen. They're both good talkers, and as well as being good talkers, they're good listeners.
I think our relationship works because we both like to talk, and I like to listen as well and talk, and you like to listen,
I like to listen.
And in fact, Vanessa talks more than me, but she also listens more.
Talk more than me.
Do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Now, we both like to talk to each other, don't we?
Yeah, but
I think you talk more than me, I would say.
No, you talk more than me.
We like to talk, though, don't we?
Yeah, but I like to listen to you.
I like to listen to you as well.
Do you?
Now, here's...
We're not going to be swapping with Vanessa Feltz and her fiancé, are we?
Good morning. Now, here's Ben, off of Fats and Small, explaining how he's going to give Debbie McGee a lesson on how to be an A-list celebrity. All right.
I'm giving her a taste of what it's like to be a celebrity kind of right now. It is just about being seen. It's about being pictured and being in all those glossy magazines. I didn't make the rules. I just play the game.
Yeah, he just plays the game. He doesn't make the rules. Yeah. Now, here's when Debbie McGee meets Ben, the A-list off of Fats and Small, for the first time. Okay. Now, remember, I told you, Ben likes to remind people of his hit.
Hi, are you Ben?
Yep.
I've got a show tonight, I've got a gig.
Have you? Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Oh, great.
Hey, what's wrong with you? You're looking kind of down to me.
Oh, there he goes again with turn around, isn't it?
he's modest, isn't he?
Yeah. Now, Debbie makes a very good... After hearing turn around, she makes a very good observation about Ben.
You are a stereotype, you know, Puff Daddy, aren't you? Or, you know, one of those sort of characters.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Listen to me. Yeah, he agrees.
You are a stereotype, you know, Puff Daddy, aren't you? Or, you know, one of those sort of characters.
Uh-huh, that's me.
Yeah.
And this is before we've even moved on to Life with Paul Daniels and Vanessa Feltz. What an amazing show. Check this out. That's Paul Daniels.
Were they kind of nuzzling?
That's Paul Daniels' first thing in the morning, being given breakfast. And once more, just to really gross us out. It's making my toes curl. Good morning. Meanwhile... What?
Somebody's just texted in saying that Vanessa Feltz and Paul Daniels are going to be the new Fats and Small.
Meanwhile, Debbie, I mean, even though he likes to remind you every 5 minutes about turnaround, right?
Yeah.
Debbie doesn't know who Ben is at all.
Listen, so I'm not saying you're not successful, but you're not Robbie Williams.
No,
I've never heard of you, and you want to be.
If you'd never met me, would you have heard one of my records?
No, and that's what I'm trying to teach you is
right, so you wouldn't have heard Turnaround. If you'd never met me, you never heard, heard that.
There he goes again! BBC Radio
1 podcast. And now... I gave this person a ring myself on her mobile.
No way, chicken, it's your birthday! Shut up from Girls Aloud. If I wasn't with Ashley, I'd definitely want a bit of you or Chappers. He's hot too. Happy birthday, chicken!
See?
Right.
Cheryl Tweedy.
Was that you,
Cheryl? I didn't ask her to say that she liked me as well.
Can I just say that again?
Kush, can you?
No way, chicken, it's your birthday! Shut up from Girls Aloud. If I wasn't with Ashley, I'd definitely want a bit of you or Chappers. He's hot too. Happy birthday, chicken.
like Charlotte sounding a little Scottish.
Do you think? Yeah. I think that's just the Geordie accent sometimes. You know?
It's definitely Cheryl Tweedy.
Definitely. Yeah, I spoke to her myself on her mobile. And not only did I get Cheryl, I got you Kylie.
G'day, Scott. Happy birthday to you, mate. It's me, Kylie Minogue, the diminutive Antipodean pop princess. Have a good one, you great galore.
Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.